across the universe. There are many topics to discuss. Four brave dads lend their voices to the cause. And together, they form Dad Tales Podcast.
Dad Tales, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding steeds of gold. Dad Tales are the freaking best.
Dad Tales Podcast.
Are they the freaking best? Hey guys.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. We're saying it. We better.
I don't think
we
so.
Are. No.
In an independent survey taken by me among people that I cared about, yes, we are.
We are the best. Okay, cool. Hey everybody, welcome to the Fire Team, episode 116 of DTP. I'm your host as usual, JC Jesse. With me this week, I have one Boost KDV.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, man.
How are you doing?
What's going on?
How's that mic?
No, I'm not bad.
Coming in hot.
Am I hot?
No. You're fine now. I think it was just the hey, man.
Oh, maybe I was too close to the mic.
What's up?
I apologize. Sorry.
That's all right.
I love to hear my own voice, you know?
Oh, trust me. I know.
So, you know, they're like self-driving cars now. Like they're trying to get that stuff going, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that they, the self-driving cars play, in air quotes, Grand Theft Auto to learn how to drive better?
Get out of here.
Fun fact.
Which one?
I would assume the newest one. Probably
they don't play GTA 5.
I don't know, man. I think they make them play like all through it. You know, you got to really experience the iterations as it goes through from 3 to... I mean,
you could learn from the top-down perspective.
That's actually how they pick which program's going to do it. They go to the program. Which do you think was the best? And the second they say one or two, they just like delete the program right there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
That is a fun fact.
I saw a video this week where they actually have a self-driving bike, which was really
like unnerving. A pedal bike or like a motorcycle?
No, a motorcycle. A motorcycle. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
That's pretty interesting.
What's pretty crazy is those Tesla 18-wheelers. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Those are nuts, dude.
All electric?
Yeah.
The future is cool.
The future is now. Sorry. I'm doing stuff with wires over here.
That's not the future. The future is wireless. This guy's sticking around over here with some cables and...
It's starting to get a little robotic, so I'm going to plug in. I'm going to go landline, and I'm going to see how this goes and set it off of Wi-Fi.
You should always go landline.
I know, but I was like, I had my Xbox plugged in. I was ready.
You always have to be hard.
Wired.
All right. Just get a one of those 1 gig splitters like I have.
Yeah, I should. Hold on. Let's see if this cuts out the feed. I'm turning off. Hello? Testing? And I'm by myself.
Too bad that this isn't recording.
Oh my gosh. Unless, there we go.
Oh, it cut out your feed.
Yeah, for like maybe like 5-6 seconds.
Yeah, there we go. We're good.
Okay. Yeah, you're back now.
Yeah, and it's still recording, so that's good. There's something. Awesome. We also have with us Stugatso.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
Not bad.
I got some pretty big news here.
Yeah, what's that?
This past week, I don't know what day it was, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, I came home from work and my daughter's like, Daddy, I have to talk to you. I'm like, oh, okay. This is interesting. She says, you are officially my daddy. And she just walks away. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
Okay.
That's great.
Did you get a plaque or anything?
I should have asked for one in retrospect. I should have been like, can we commemorate this? It's official. Like,
did you get any? Who's making it? Like, so you think she's? Yeah, she's just like thinking to herself. You know what? Like, he's my dad. I'm just gonna make this thing official today.
I'm gonna validate his existence.
I've been shopping around for some other dads, but I think I like this one. I mean, he farts in my room when he tells me stories. But
he's stinking up my room.
He's stinking up my room, Daddy. That's pretty funny.
Poor kid. No, I love her so much. It was really funny. It had me chuckling.
That video you sent of her tumbling. That was pretty funny.
Yeah,
she has some skills.
I think that kind of sealed the deal. We're going to put her in gymnastics classes because, oh boy.
Oh boy. Did she just naturally think that she was just going to tumble over instead of just face planting right down?
She can't do it. She's afraid to try, and she's very timid. So
I'd love to see a little bit of a cartwheel.
No, she won't even. She won't even try.
Okay.
So, anyway,
we have Baroque Reaper. What's up, Baroque?
Oh, not much. So ran into a friend this week, you know, she's a nurse, and I was just talking with her, and it was like, you know, those scrubs, those look really comfortable. She's like, yeah, you know, the best place to find scrubs. And I said, and without skipping a beat, I went, probably hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
All right.
I'll tell you what I don't want any of.
All right.
Or any of those jokes.
Hey, what did the elephant say to the naked guy?
What? How are you supposed to feed yourself with that thing?
How do you breathe out of that thing? all right. How was your week, Brooke?
Not bad. I've had a headache since Friday.
Yeah.
And Friday was also another day of, you know, importance because we went to the doctor.
That's right.
Got the you and I have that DTP exclusive.
You do? Okay, hold on. Let me get my DTP exclusiveness going here. Hold on. Dad Tales Podcast
exclusive.
Okay.
I'm having a baby. That's actually what my wife put up on Facebook. She put a picture like the three that don't have the gender and went, "We're having a baby," and everybody started speculating. But we'll go around the room. What does everybody think it is?
I don't know. The fact that you've had a headache since Friday.
Mm. I'm going to say another girl.
I'm
going to say it's another girl, too.
It's probably another girl, but I want to say it's a boy just because of your hat.
It is a girl. Okay. Again.
It's a girl. Enjoy those headaches, my friend.
Congratulations, buddy.
It never go away. Congratulations.
No, that's awesome.
I was actually kind of bummed because my wife keeps saying this is it, and it's like, I guess it's just girls. And she's like, but you're so good with little girls. I'm like, yeah, but I don't like the color pink.
Oh, my balls!
Yeah, that's what's going to be after this one pops out. She's is going to be screaming, oh, my balls, because... Yeah.
Yeah, but Baroque, the flip side is that you get to walk with your two daughters. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
You're going to have two daughters there.
She all benefits your daddy times, too. You know, when you get old, you know, sons don't take care of you.
There it is. Daughters do. Now you got contingency plans for that even.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
All right, we got one more chance with Stu, or else I'll be the only person on the show with any boys.
You guys are outnumbered. In my family, it's pretty much all girls.
Yeah.
All girls. And my wife is convinced that it's a girl. Like, I don't know. You know, women are like,
that
no.
That doesn't mean a damn thing. My wife thought for sure this was a boy. Like, she's like, I don't want to get your hopes up. I didn't want to lead you on, but I was pretty sure it's a boy. And then they're like, it's a girl. And it's like, I almost wanted to go like, well, is there like a possibility you wrong? You know? Please?
So, I don't know. I don't care. I can't wait to find out.
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out.
My wife.
And more importantly, it was healthy. You know,
that's all that matters.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Everything's good. I got to see the heart actually beat, you know, the right way, the blood flow, the everything. And we got a little DVD. So,
that's great. Nice.
Little awesome. Girls are the best. And plus, you already got all the clothes. You won't have to buy anything else.
Wait, what was that about? I have all the clothes? Do you not remember the story of I went and got rid of most of it?
You got rid of everything. Oh, well.
So I got a whole lot of nothing.
You get to buy all those clothes again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get to go through dresses all over again.
Yeah. Woo! Fun.
Good times.
I'm hoping to not have to go down the pink toy aisles as much anymore. I was wrong.
Josh is he's a little comedian. We were in Target the other day, and he was, like, going down the aisles, and he'll, like, grab, like, a doll. He's like, "Dad, I think I want this." And then I'll be like, and then he'll put it back. Like, what are you doing? He's such a little weirdo.
I had a Cabbage Patch doll when I was a kid.
So did I.
Oh, yeah.
His name was Calvin Frankie.
Mine was named David. He had curly brown hair.
Just David?
Mine was a forefront. Mine was bald. But, you know.
All I remember is mine had a jean jacket.
Of course it did.
And jean jacket and sunglasses.
Mine had a gray jumpsuit. A gray jumpsuit trimmed with yellow. And he smelled like baby powder.
Mine had overalls. They were denim overalls. And I've actually looked them up on eBay and almost bought one. So
what, the Cabbage Patch Kit?
Yeah.
Or like from the or denim overalls. Denim overalls. Like, yeah, so matching. Look like his Cabbage Patch.
That's what we're going to do. I'll buy the doll and the matching overalls.
I was looking up these cross-color denim overalls. that's funny. Now I want to look up Calvin Frankie and see if he's still out there.
I'm sure he is, man.
I remember, like, his belly button. Like, the belly button protruded. He had an Aldi. And I always used to laugh thinking that was, like, his little penis. Like, he had a little like a little mushroom cap.
My doll's got the biggest one.
I remember, like, well, that Christmas, my aunt, my grandmother waited in line, I don't know, for, like, half a day at Service Merchandise to get my cousin and I the, because we're only like 3 years apart. And Christmas time, it was like, if he got it in blue, I got it in green type of thing, you know, every single year. And not only did they get us the Cabbage Patch dolls, they got us this, like, it was almost like pajamas that went on under the clothes, but it had wires in it. So you could, like, pose him and then you put the clothes on top of it. Oh, my God. Are you guys all looking up your Cabbage Patch dolls right now? Is that what's going on? Pretty much.
No. Yep, that's what I'm doing.
No.
Yeah, so tonight is a whatever night. We're not going to talk about Destiny. I mean, I guess we could talk about Destiny. But we're just going to shoot the shit tonight. Let's see what happens.
All right, I wanted to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have something to bring up when you're done, Kev. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to ask a Destiny question.
Okay.
I hear a lot of, you know, positive things about Forsaken and how everything is going pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Which is great. But I want to know if there's one thing that that you guys don't like or that you wish was in the game, but it's not.
Hmm.
I know something.
Okay.
Give me all my supers. Just give me all my supers. Why do I gotta go jump through these hoops? Like, I still don't have a second one. So, I haven't actively been.
What's the procedure of getting a super?
For the second one, go ahead.
The first one, you just get to a certain point, and then you talk to Ikora Ray, and then you get to a point in the story and they're just like, oh, talk to Ikora Ray. And then you have to do a little few steps and then you can just pick one of the three new supers. Okay. The second one you get by doing tier 2 blind well, and it's a random drop there. Some people get it on the first run.
You get this thing called a seed.
A seed of light.
I got mine. And I got it first try.
Yes. Yeah. Some people get first try. Some people take 10 to 15 tries. And so it's a random drop. And then you get to basically just pick one of the other two supers and you just get the first tile. You don't even get a story mission with it, which I was actually kind of bummed with because I thought, cool, I get to run another little story thing like they did with the original three. But no, not the case. And then the third one.
Blind was just covering Guardians with its seed.
I don't know the third one yet. Like I've heard, oh, you get it the raid. You do it this during the raid. I've heard multiple things. I don't really know for sure because honestly,
well, they said there's going to be other ways to get it.
The raid.
There's Yeah, but it's just a raid for right now.
And, like, I won't be high enough to do that for, I don't know, at the rate that I'm going.
You should get some better shit then.
I should, but I need some time.
No, that's the thing. Like this power grinding. I mean, I appreciate it, but on the same point, it seems a little ridiculous. Where it's like, all right, I spent a whole day doing a bunch of things, and I went up two light level because I got the same damn piece of armor for four of the drops. So.
Well, you guys saw what I posted the other day. Today, I was playing yesterday. I opened it up and the daily was Gambit, and I also needed one more Gambit match for my weekly. So I was like, oh, okay, two for one. Let me get two powerful engrams. My highest level was a rocket launcher, the Gambit rocket launcher, and then I got the Gambit rocket launcher one power level higher, and then the Gambit rocket launcher one power level higher. I was like, oh, gee, thanks, you stupid game. Like, but
wasn't,
I don't even care about that, because that kind of stuff, that comes out in the wash. I believe that your drops will come out in the wash, but the supers, the fact that I have to go and do something to go in, like, that I have to go do blind well over and over and over until I get it.
And also, there's nine of them. There's nine new supers.
Oh, so each
subclass has three. Each character
subclass has, like, a new super?
Yeah, each character has three new supers, so there's nine of them.
They are cool. And that's the thing. Like, I want all of them, and I don't have to jump through these hoops to get it. And knowing that right now all I can get is the second one, I still don't even know which one I want. You know, because one of them, I'm like, oh, that's so cool in PvP, and the other one would just be super useful for PvE.
You should have a direct path, at least for each character. Like, if you're playing a warlock, you complete some kind of story mission or quest, and you get all three for the warlock.
Like how they've done for everything else.
Yeah, and then
if you get, like, your own mission.
Yeah, then you switch to the Titan, and then you have to do, like, another unique story or whatever, and then you get those three.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I know in, like, a couple months, it's probably going to be like, oh, yeah, all you have to do is this, this, and this, and you get all three, no problem. Easy peasy. But, you know, right now, it's just, like, it seems like a lot of work for that third subclass, where in reality, it's like, I don't know, like, and it's a tough decision, because you haven't got to play with any of them. You didn't get, like, a taste of all three. Like, I would make it, oh, yes, you don't get all three if you played a story mission and you play, it's in three parts, and first part is you try the new Void one, and then the next part you try the new Solar one, and then the third part you try the new Arc one, and then at the end you get the ability to choose one.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Because then, like, okay, at least you know what all of them are, and you can go, this one fits my playstyle. And that way, when you get to, oh, even if they made the second one still what it is, when you get there, you're like, I know what I, like, you can prioritize in your brain. Right now, it's kind of a, let me read what it does and go, maybe that's cool, maybe that's not.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, I've watched enough videos of them, and I've seen them in action. And for me, it's the Warlock. Like, I took the Arc one, so now I'm debating between Solar and Void, and the Void one in PvP is just stupid. Yes. Like, you can't do anything. That thing closes distance like an asshole, and he just explodes, and everybody dies.
Yeah.
But the other one is for PvE. Holy cow! Like, you drop that thing, and everybody that's in your instance is just shitting supers for days. Like, it's crazy. So, I don't know.
I mean, the only thing I played is my Titan so far. And while I do like, you know, the first one I chose was Striker. And I love that one. It's great for, I guess, for both PvP and PvE, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the second one I chose, the Solar.
Hammers.
It's a good ad clearer. But I really like the Void one for, you know, helping to do DPS on bosses, because you throw up that shield.
Boss mesh.
It's huge, man. You know, you throw up your shield and everybody could shoot through it, but the boss can't shoot you. So, I don't know. I mean, they said there's going to be other ways to get it. So, that remains to be seen right now.
Yeah. I mean, I am glad that the fact that they are three supers, where it's not like, well, I don't really care about this third one ever. It's all three seem to have their place and they all seem good, but I could agree that it would be nicer if you could actually get there a little sooner than this ambiguous, it's coming.
This is kind of like a thing that I do and thing that I don't like is, I don't know, a few different things, I guess. Like, I do agree that the Masterwork Core thing, there needs to be another way to get the Masterwork Cores, you know, because for someone who doesn't play 8 hours a day, I gotta be like all fucking mixmatched again. You know what I mean? I'm putting the highest level gear on when there's gear that I would like to wear, but I can't because then I have to, you know, waste all my consumables. I mean, like, all my, my money.
I don't know, stuff to upgrade, right?
I think the Masterworks cores, maybe there doesn't need to be other ways to get them. Maybe that's fine, but maybe you just use them for masterworking things.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Instead of infusion as well.
Yeah, if you only have to use them to infuse if there's a certain level of Masterworks already, but it's like...
Yeah, okay, that's fine too. Like, make it for par.
They charge you, like, what, two every time you try to infuse something?
It's nuts. One to two, depending on what level it's at. Yeah. Like, so if your gun is already to the point where you have to do it to make it the next level, then, yeah, it costs you one of those to infuse. But it's like, that kind of sucks. I already used one to infuse it up to that. Why do I then have to, like, you almost feel like you're being penalized.
Yeah.
And then making it better and then trying to make it more powerful.
Yeah. And then I'd say the other thing, Kev, is just the the lack of exotic drops. I mean, it is what it is, you know. It's fine. I mean, I've done the quest to get the, you know, to get the things, but it would be cool to get something new, but that hasn't happened yet. So, I mean, I can be patient and wait. When it happens, it'll be awesome. Yeah. I'll be super excited, but
I haven't seen a lot of
hasn't happened yet.
A lot of Destiny 1 exotics coming back. Not much like new stuff. I'm just going by what I...
Because there's Queen Breakers. There's
what I see on Twitter.
There's Lord of Wolves, which I have Lord of Wolves. And then there is Ace of Spades and Chaperone. And so I did both of those quests. And I'm pretty sure these guys did too. So we have those.
No, I'm not done yet. Yeah. But I'm almost there. Oh, Chaperone, I'm done. Ace of Spades, I haven't prioritized.
But that's about it. But even like any of this stuff is like... I don't know. It's just a minor annoyance. It's not something that I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to go to Twitter and complain about it. Like,
yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice if it was like a little more than it is.
It's like 10,000 other people, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. I like the game.
It's in a really good place, I think.
For sure.
You know, it feels fun, but I just haven't been able to play as much. Yeah. Like, it's weird. It's really weird. Like, I'll play here and there, but I don't have a desire to grind. You know, I can't just sit there for 4 hours and just play. I can't do it.
I could only grind for like a couple minutes and then I'm done.
I did see something this week that made me check up my total play time. So a streamer had said that he's played over 200 hours since Forsaken dropped. So I went up and looked. I've played total 239 hours. So
in the whole game.
Since it dropped over a year ago. So that's pretty fucked up. I mean, whose sample size is more representative of the larger public?
Now I got to know how much I played.
I mean, look. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I get that. Because like, I watched the streamer and he's like, oh, I've played, you know, 20 to 22 hours every day since Forsaken came out. And it's like, no.
That's unhealthy, but listen, I get it. I get that your approach is going to be different if it's your job, but like, I don't know, man. It's I couldn't imagine playing anything that long. I love this game. That is way too much for me to even consider.
He's got to provide that content, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons, like you mentioned, the Masterwork course, and I saw actually one of the reasons why that's a thing is because the people who went to the summit, that's something that they recommended that they should require like more of a penalty to infuse to make it more, I guess, of a choice
I'm sure it goes on with that thing. They didn't want people just taking their D1 guns that they'd been using forever and just infuse them up and not use any of the new stuff.
Yeah, they didn't think to themselves that, hey, there's going to be really good guns, new guns that I like. And yeah, I get it. It was easy.
It was too easy.
Yeah, I think it was too easy before.
So
yeah.
They needed to do something. I just think that they did a lot of good things, but maybe they went a little bit too far.
But the thing is, when you go to infuse something, there's like six fucking things that you need in order to infuse it. It's like glimmer, shards, masterwork cores, firstborn child, social security number.
Yeah, that's one of the...
I don't have to put my credit card information there to infuse it up, you know, we're good.
That's one thing Destiny always had a problem with, like with all this new stuff came out, like I don't even know what it's called. It's something like phase needles or whatever the hell it's called.
Phase glass.
Like they don't explain where you get this stuff from. Like it was the same way in Destiny 1. Like you had like the relic iron, but that was a little easier because when you played through the story, like you saw it. But there was no explanation of where you have to go to get that stuff.
Well, you see it in the – if you've played Destiny enough PvE, you've seen, you know, phase glass needles or an IO, Seraphites on Mars. It's just the planetary stuff. I just think they may have gone a little too overboard with the planetary materials. Like, you need 25 to infuse something up, and it's like that's quite a bit. I know they upped how much you get, but that's still a lot. I mean –
Well, you know what it is that I'm maxed out on Glimmer all the time.
Yeah.
So I make it a point that if it's something that I can go and buy those planetary materials, like when he's selling them for Glimmer, stock up. Drop 30, 40 grand into them because I'm not going to sit there and farm. Like that's one thing that I like about this game is that I can always play it. There's always something for me, but I don't know, man. I can't farm. I can't do that kind of shit anymore. So give me the option to like trade in other mats
for the quick route. You
know? Yeah, well, it's not the quick route. It's you still have to do stuff, but you get Glimmer all over the place.
And, the alternative route.
And I'm too broke to be infusing everything, so all I have is Glimmer. Like, can't do anything with it. Trade it in.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. That's if you want one thing that I think they're missing the mark. It's still Glimmer. You get a there's a cap at like what 1 million or what
100,000. Some huge number
100,000 what
it's not even that big
it's that cap but there's really nothing to spend it on really it's not like oh let me buy weapons parts or choose what or you know let me buy this or use this item it's I have Glimmer and
see,
yeah a lot of things need but yeah.
Just make what infusion if, like, cost, oh, like infusion
was 50,000 or the 10,000 plus the items, you know, it so it takes away half your glimmer. So, you know, it's a harder choice, but, you know, give me something to use glimmer on right now. I got nothing. I mean, I'm like used to. I max it out and then, oh, well, I'll just do this and I'll buy this. But it's like, there's nothing really to buy. I think that's been a problem with Glimmer since Destiny 2 came out. It's like, once you get to a point, you have max Glimmer, and there's really not much to spend it
except
on.
Except during Castle Wolves when they had re-rolling.
That's true.
See, that's what I think.
But there was other stuff too.
They have the motes of light that were in there that allowed you to do different things.
Yeah.
They don't have that item in Destiny 2. Like, I kind of missed the motes of light where it's like, oh, you can use them and boost this up or you could this with them. And
well, that's all you could do. And all that anybody did as soon as you got a new gun was just go to that thing and hammer it. Ding, 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 ding.
Count all the motes,
you know, like pound all your motes into the thing. And I don't miss that. That was just an unnecessary step. I do kind of like that all the perks are there.
Yeah, you don't have to level up the guns. That's kind of a nice thing.
You know what I don't like, actually? I'll say something else I don't like. People are focused on these Masterworks cores, but why the hell do I have to run a marathon just to go pick up bounties everywhere? It is the stupidest thing ever. This tower, it is ridiculous. I've hated it since day one, running around this thing. Got to go here. Then you got to go there. Then you got to go here. Like, just let me go to a kiosk and pull up a menu or something and say,
yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
What happened to that guy? I'm sure he died in the Red War, but where's the bounty guy? One bounty guy that lets me do it. Like, or how come they don't have, like, instead of calling it a kiosk, call it like the bounty board.
Something
like just have all the bounties for all the planets, all the everything.
No, okay. instead you gotta like we were vamping. Jumped right into that.
Now
just,
to get your bounties.
It takes longer than that. You gotta like sometimes you gotta go to Spider and get it from him and he's on a whole other planet. Like, what the hell is this?
So I had to go because we got a you guys already know, but we got a puppy last night, and so we're crate training her, and she's in our room in the crate, so she could be close to us but still be in there, because we felt bad just kind of like keeping her downstairs in the dark. And she's been, you know, Lisa's been texting me, like, she's whining, she's barking. And when I went up there, she was, she had stopped magically.
Mm. So she wants you.
I have no idea.
She wants daddy.
No, I went up to try and be as quiet as possible, and she's like, she hasn't stopped, but she's like, I can't believe you can't hear her. So, oh my God. She's the sweetest puppy ever.
Yeah, she's cute. I love the one blue eye, one brown eye.
Yeah, yeah. She has like four siblings. We got her from this pet rescue in Delaware. We drove down there last night. And what was funny is this Friday when I got home from D.C., I said to Lisa, I was like, so are we going to submit like some adoption things for this weekend? She's like, no, you know, we should probably wait. And then, like, Saturday morning, we get up, and she's like, all right, so I'm going to put the adoption in. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. It's like, well, which That's ones awesome. Do you like? So we picked, like, her and her sister. Some of the dogs, well, they were also having a meet and greet at a pet store. And we couldn't make it because we had two hockey games on Saturday, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, so... So we couldn't make that. So it was like, all right. So we just, you know, packed the kids in the car after the hockey game, had dinner, and then headed down there. And it was just her and her sister. And they both looked pretty much the same. Although she, I think, had a little bit more meat on her bones. And she was actually pretty chill. But they both had the one brown eye and the one blue eye. And they're both all white. So she's...
that's cool.
Yeah. She's half husky and half... blue heeler, which is kind of like, it's kind of like an Australian, shepherding dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think
it's a working dog.
Yeah, I think
they're definitely working dogs.
Yeah. I think Steve Irwin's dog Suey was a blue heeler. And what's funny is like, I had never even heard of this dog until yesterday, and now I'm seeing them all over the place. So BBC America was having a Mad Max, marathon today.
All right.
And Mad Max 2, he has one in the car with him, like in the beginning of the movie, like that's his buddy.
Yeah.
So what are they, like Australian dogs, I guess?
Or? Yeah, apparently. Yes.
It's an Australian cattle dog.
Blue Eela. Yeah. That's probably what they call him.
Blue Eela. And she's my God, she's so cute. She's 9 weeks old. She's so small. And, like, her personality is, like, really starting to come out today.
So the husky, half-husky explains the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. How's the other dog with her?
Oh, my. We took him with us to go meet the dogs. And he was, he was awesome. Except for he hates riding in the car. And the second we got there, he shits all over the place.
Oh, poor dude.
Oh, dude, he fucking shakes and whines the whole time. He's like, where are we going? What are we doing?
Poor little puppy.
Yeah.
My neighbor's got a dog, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Today or yesterday? Yesterday, I think. Yeah. Yeah. So they just, my dog was, We don't have fences yet. Mm-hmm. They, because we still, it's this new area. We still don't have fences. And
are you allowed to put fences up?
They just passed grade like a week ago. So, but we still don't have somebody behind us yet. And we don't want to pay for the whole thing and blah, 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 blah. So anyways,
gotcha.
My dog was like fixated with this spot on their lawn. And I'm like, Louie, get the fuck out. Like, come on. Like, he was actually, I had to go and physically grab him and, like, bring him back to my house because he was just face down buried in the spot.
What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, well, I didn't know until today. I saw him outside in the backyard with this puppy. And I'm like, did you guys get a dog? Whatever. Like, oh, that's awesome. I was like, oh, that makes sense how the dog was earlier because he was just in heaven.
What'd they get?
My dog's a pervert. It's a Labradoodle.
Oh yeah,
and it's this chocolate brown. It's a really beautiful color.
Yeah, my friends of ours have a golden doodle, a mini golden doodle.
Okay,
not a lab. Yeah, but I have another friend who has a Labradoodle. They're such good dogs.
Oh yeah, they are. Yeah, but they are. Even actual poodles, man. My a buddy of mine had a few of them growing up. Standard poodles, the big ones.
And oh yeah,
they're smart as hell.
He's that's really, what I hear.
Yeah, they're really good dogs. Really good with families and. They're nice.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of an experience. I mean, we haven't had a puppy in 15 years, and so today we. I mean, we got. What did we get? We bought like a starter kit from the people, and it had just little things in it like a brush and food and a bowl and things to get us through the night basically to get home, and my mother-in-law brought over a crate that she used for her dog. And, And so today I took the boys and we went to PetSmart. What a fucking jip that place is.
What the hell is going on?
Like, I haven't been in there in years, right? Cause my dog, he only eats one kind of food. He eats one kind of treats. I get him from either, I get his, he eats like Iams for senior and, he gets these like organic treats. We get him. He doesn't chew anything. He doesn't have any toys. All he fucking does is sleep all day. So I haven't had to buy any toys or anything. So we go to PetSmart. And I'm like, I'm looking at this bed and it's like, 24 by like 17, $41. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
No, man.
And
you're getting taken for a ride at PetSmart.
Oh, no. I didn't get anything. I mean, we got a couple toys.
Amazon.
Exactly. We got like
for the bed. We found great ones at Costco.
Yeah,
they were actually awesome there. And don't look past the dollar store for toys.
Oh, absolutely.
Like $2-3. That's what you want to pay for a dog toy.
Well, I remember like when
PetSmart, it's like $20 for this stupid thing because it has a Disney logo on it. You're like, what the hell is this? My dog's gonna anyway.
Well, we got her a toy that she had at the place that she was playing with, which is basically, it's like this little, it looks like a squirrel. And then I got her like a Nylabone thing for puppies. So I didn't spend all that much money, but I was like, oh, well, let me go look at a harness. And because she's so young, she hasn't been walked, she just hasn't been on any walks or anything. And she didn't come with us because she hasn't had all her shots. And so they were like, look, don't take your dog, don't take the puppy in there, because if it walks on the floor, there's a good chance that, she could catch something, not having all her shots yet. So just leave her home until she's all caught up. I'm like, okay, cool. But I go over to look at the harnesses. A little harness was $16 fucking dollars. And I called Lisa, so like, yeah, I'm not getting the harness here. So we just got the two toys and that's pretty much it. Yeah, I'll probably order the rest off Amazon or, go to Walmart or something like that. But yeah, it's definitely an experience having another puppy again. And hey, guess who was letting her out every single time?
Not the kids, I'll imagine.
You?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well,
she's been reasonably good about it. Actually, my in-laws, they have a Yorkie and she actually goes out without a leash now. She's actually really good about that. But when she was a puppy, they have this like big octagon type cage, not cage, but like fence, like portable fence. So they brought that over. So that's what I've been putting Luna in. And she's been pretty good about it. She's had like a couple accidents and I'm not, and
your new dog's name is Luna?
Our new dog's name is Luna.
That's my cat's name.
Get the shut the hell up.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. That was actually the toughest part. Because I'm, you know, I'm usually kind of in charge of thinking of the names. And so I was trying to think of them last night. And I was trying to throw out, I was like, okay, what about Ikora? Or Petra? Or
I got at least three names for pets lined up in the chamber. Oh, at least nice. Three of them.
I liked Pepper.
Yeah.
That was another one I liked. Because she's all white. I thought it was like, you know, it's like, you know, calling a tall guy shorty.
If we ever get a cat, it doesn't matter if it's a guy or girl, the cat's name has to be Foofy.
Foofy, okay.
Foofy.
My like grandmother, she had a cat named Foofy. And then when Foofy had kittens, they were all named Foofy. And then some of those Foofies had kittens, and they were all called Foofy. So, I don't know. It's back in Italy, in like that town, they were wild. They didn't come in the house. It wasn't a house cat. Like, they were just all, they were all the same, these black and white cats that you would call them all Foofy, and they all came in. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an experience having another dog again. And
good for you guys, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. It was time, I think. So Sam is happy, our other dog. He's happy. He's not like annoyed. I mean, he can get like a little annoyed, but he likes her. One thing I wanted to throw out before the end of the show last week, we had a question. And I guess we were supposed to answer it on Anti-Meta Podcast, but since we took like 10-minute break, and we kind of all forgot about it by the time we started recording again with them. And
thanks a lot, Canuck.
Yeah. So the question was, it was from Fluffy, and he had said, so today a DTP member had an amazing run-in with a customer that forgot to put away their penis pump. It just sat on the desk while our good friend had to hold an awkward conversation with the customer. This got me thinking, what have you forgot to hide or put away that caused an awkward conversation? I forgot to hide my breath with a mint the other weekend after having a conversation with my mother. I had to explain to her that she actually did not smell a skunk outside and she could stop looking for it. The skunk smell was coming from my special buttered cinnamon bread. Yeah, I got it. Special skunk butter.
I get it. I don't get it. Yeah. What does it mean?
I don't know. I guess
marijuana.
I guess he put skunk.
Marijuana.
It's marijuana.
It's made
with an H.
It's made from marijuana. Skunk milk. He milks the skunks' teats. What did I forget to put away that caused an awkward conversation? Man, that's a toughie.
I got something. All right. I got something.
Go ahead.
This wasn't something that I forgot. Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of, it'll fit. So we're going to go back to when I was like 16, 17. And, you know, as one does when you're cool as fuck, you smoke cigarettes. And my parents had gone somewhere. Huh. Who the hell knows where the hell they had gone?
Yeah.
So I was doing stuff around the house like I was supposed to. And I thought, you know what? I'm done. It's a nice summer day. I'll never forget this. And we used to get the newspaper delivered at the house. So I went and got the sports section and I set up a lawn chair inside the garage in the shade. I was like, I'm just going to have a nice smoke and read the paper after doing some, you know, like have a nice little relaxation.
Oh, yeah.
And they pulled in the driveway and I was like, oh, shit. So I'm stuck sitting in this chair in the garage and I'm holding the cigarette behind me, trying to like play it all cool with the newspaper, too. Like, hey guys, yeah, no, I just finished cutting the grass. I'm just kind of hanging out, you know, enjoying the nice day. And my dad's like, uh-huh. I see the smoke behind you, you idiot. I'm like, oh, shit, like, I totally didn't think about
that. Is that me?
So, yeah, I'm holding it for a friend.
I have a little something. I was probably around the same age, you know, 15, 16, maybe. As one does at that age. We're all pretty horny, right?
Yeah.
I was watching some porn, mm-hmm. you know, on the old computer.
Okay.
Now you know, no one was supposed to be home yet. You know, it was after school. I hear that the door opened, so I'm like, oh, shush. I turned the monitor off. You know. So I didn't close the browser.
What a noob move.
So you know, as it was the family computer, you know, the old Gateway 2000.
Where was it? In the house?
We had like a spare bedroom, like an office.
Oh yeah, you can get a nice jerk on in there, huh?
With, oh yeah.
No one was home.
No one's home. So yeah, the next person to use, luckily actually, the next person to use it was my older brother.
He was like, shit, I forgot to close this.
He was like, oh, thanks, man. I didn't know I was into that.
He
came to me after. He's like, just so you know, it's like you left the browser open on the computer. I was like, oh, shit. I'm just glad it wasn't my younger brother or my mom or something.
I was thinking, reminds me of like back when my wife and I first got our computer, I used to go on this site. I forget what it was called. I think it was called wildcherries.com. And it was basically like they would post a picture every day. Or no, maybe they would post like, I don't know, like 10 pictures every day. And there wasn't even any thumbnails. It was just a description. So I would have to like read all these descriptions like, all right, I think I like that, and then click on it, and it would take like 3 minutes for the fucking picture to load. So I was like, I'd really have to know what I want.
Mom,
I'd really have to
need more minutes.
I got
more minutes.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
Rooting through the drawer, how many more of these?
It's like, wait, is that a knit? No, that's just the tip of the bra. Wait.
Oh yeah. It would like slowly start like I'd get like the top of someone's head. Then I'd get a shoulder, and then like, oh my gosh, too funny. I didn't clean up all the way after a party once, and so there was like pot shake all over the fucking bathroom counter. It wasn't even mine, but I got in trouble for it. I guess somebody came over the house. I didn't have like a party, but I had people over. And I guess I didn't clean in that bathroom, and then my dad came home, and he was, like, all fucking bent out of shape, and I don't know. Like, thinking back about it now, I mean, if it was my kids, I'd probably be upset, but I'm like, man, like, he's a fucking hypocrite, you know what I mean? Like, don't come at me like that. I mean, I think he grounded me for a week, and then it didn't even last a week, and I was truthful. I was like, dude, it wasn't mine. I mean, I made up a story to cover up my buddy whose it was, but it wasn't mine. So, and then
no, I never really cared if I left that out.
And then another time he would go away every weekend to his girlfriend's house, like probably like my junior, senior year of high school. And so he had come home and I had a party, and we lived in a townhouse. And so I think back now, like I had to be pretty bold to have parties there because there wasn't a lot of parking. B, you know, the walls were paper thin, and, you know, we're pretty loud. Like, there were times I had, like, a shit ton of people in our townhouse. So anyway, I remember this kid, Chris, came in, and he threw up all over my living room, like, on the table, like, and so it cleared out the fucking plate, and I was wasted at this point. I'm pretty sure that I think I spilt the cleaner in my kitchen, and I was just fucking like laying in it. Like, it was so slippery I couldn't get out of it.
Oh no!
I remember people like laughing at me and me like laying there laughing at myself, like covered in Mr. Clean or whatever it was. And so I got my dad's wet dry vac out and started, and I wet dry, you know, got it out and then scrubbed it.
That's
and
so
then
gross.
Put everything away. And my dad came home, and he was like, oh my god, what's that smell? I tried to get it out as best I could. I was like, oh, I spilled spaghetti from Giacomo's. And he was like, okay. And then, so it was like, I don't know, it was like a few days went by, and he worked construction, and he needed his wet dry vac, and I guess he opened it up. And I hadn't cleaned the wet dry vac out, and he was really pissed about that one. Because he has a really weak stomach. So I think he probably threw up when, you know,
I could he saw the throw up in there. A few days throw up, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a bad scene, man. What about you, BBQ?
Fermented. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that, you know, I usually did stupid stuff to get in trouble, not leave something out.
I've caught somebody leaving shit out. Does that count? So, like, after high school and for quite a few summers thereafter, I would work temp contracts with the municipality up here and, like, with their parks department. So most of the time, most of the summers were cutting grass and, you know, doing other odds and ends. But there was one year when they had nobody else to work the garbage truck. So for about a month and a half, I was working, me and this other guy were working the garbage, like, you know, driving around to different parks and emptying all the bins and just doing shitty ass garbage work.
Yeah.
And this one time we came and there was like,
ooh,
I don't know, shut up, don't clip that, like 7 or 8 bags of residential garbage, just like a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And whoever the hell it was had left a bunch of their mail there. And the guy that I was working with, like, he had been doing this for a number of years. He didn't want to do it anymore, but they just kept sticking him on the garbage truck kind of thing. So he had this kind of like, this is my town kind of mentality, and he snapped. So we found the guy's address is on his mail, right? So we went there with the garbage truck, and he lifted it up so that the bed started lifting up. Yeah. You know what I mean? On an angle. Mm-hmm. But he kept the back part closed. So it was just the garbage juice that was coming out of this thing.
Oh, the garbage juice is the worst.
He left it all on the guy's driveway. Like, he went right, he backed up right to the guy's driveway and just garbage juiced it from all that garbage that he left. Oh, and we also left the garbage back on his driveway. All of the bags. Mm-hmm. We brought them over. So
I had a roommate that left her dildo garbage out once. Juice.
What did he leave out?
I had a roommate who she left her dildo out once.
What did he leave out?
I mean, it wasn't like super impressive. Whoa. It was just your run of the mill plastic. It wasn't, you know.
Yeah, just normal.
Whatever.
It happens. It was just a normal dildo.
That's the who among us.
It is what it is. You know?
Like, come on. Yeah. I got like 4 of them back there. You can't even see. There's just so much stuff in my basement, but
yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it.
That's about it for me.
That's all I got. Good question, Fluffy. Good question. I had some topics here that I was going to go through. One topic I want to bring up here is if you're in a clan, not necessarily ours, don't be an asshole.
That's super specific right there.
Well, there was, you know, I mean, there's like a couple instances lately that do pertain to our clan, I guess. And one was some, you know, I'm not going to say who the guy was because I don't know if he listens to it. And I don't want to give him the time of day, but I just don't see why someone would like come in a clan and just start trolling. Like, why would you join a clan and just troll on them and try to get a reaction out of people? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, insignificant must your life must be where you feel like you need to do that to other adults?
Yeah, I know. I've seen there's some people on Twitter that like that's their whole goal is to see how many people they can get to ban them, and it's like, why? What is that? What
it
makes
no sense. It's like the opposite. Like,
why do you feel good because you got under some? You pissed somebody off. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I was like on that. I was on Twitch actually,
and I'm sorry, Kev. Like, I'm kind of preaching to the choir here because I think like pretty much everybody that listens to this and all of our friends, they all feel the same way. Like, yeah. You know, don't be an asshole. Like everybody,
nobody likes trolls.
No, nobody wants that. So, anyway, sorry, Kev. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's the same thing. I guess anywhere, any kind of internet, but like on Twitch. Like, why would you come into somebody's stream and just start shit for no reason and just get banned? Like, what's the purpose of that? Like, what are you trying to accomplish to get banned from streams? Like, I just, I don't understand that mentality. Yeah.
It always reminds me of like that meme of the woman in McDonald's, and she's holding the bag up and speaking in the microphone, and it just says, "Here's that attention you ordered." Like, you know, it's exactly what it is. It's like, you know, I don't know. There's other ways of getting attention than bad attention. So are your headphones broke just like mine on one side? Do you have them all taped up?
Yeah, this thing is totally fucked on the one side. It snapped.
Are they Turtle Beaches?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're Turtle Beaches.
So are mine.
That happened to my Turtle Beaches too.
Well, I mean, look, I use them every day for how many years? Like two or three years? 2 years at least.
Okay.
Close to 3 years, I guess. But I don't know. I didn't pay too much for them. I keep saying that everything that I need, I'm like, yeah, but Black Friday's almost here. Yeah, but Black Friday, and then
that's true.
And then Christmas, like, you know, maybe I'll just wait. So.
How many times a year do they have Prime Day? Is that just one day a year,
or
is that
one day a year?
Okay.
These these Corsair ones I have is one.
Yeah,
were $27.
Well, nice. I want something that will work with everything.
What are they, Corsairs? Oh,
Corsairs.
These do as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I only get stereo from the PlayStation. And
I only do stereo now. I don't do...
well, it would be
sound anymore.
5.1, I think, with the Xbox. Otherwise, it's stereo on the PC and the PlayStation.
Yeah, I got these at...
If anybody out there knows of something that can get me that 5.1 across the board here... I know what the answer is going to be. It's going to be get the Astros and the mix amp or whatever. And I don't know. I don't think I'm ready to spend that much.
Free to have surround sound, yeah.
I don't think I'm ready to spend that much.
I just go stereo all the way for Xbox, PS4, and PC.
Hmm.
I don't care that much.
So as long as
I can hear left and right sound, like if I hear, you know, like footsteps from the left or from the right, that's all I need.
I guess so.
I saved this post on Reddit today, and it made me laugh. And it says, it's basically asking a question. It's like, you can have sex with one real person from all human history. Who is your ultimate lay? First comment. I'd like to have sex one more time with my wife who passed away from cancer 9 years ago. My body yearns for hers. The ultimate downside to finding the one is she may die young and leave you wanting. Second comment. I also choose this guy's dead wife.
That's the internet right there.
That is so the internet.
Oh, I love it. Oh, man.
If it's not that, it's that one that who posted it with the guy who was like, have you guys ever seen The Office? This is the worst piece of trash. The guy's this. And it's like he missed the joke that the whole thing is not real.
Yeah, it's satire.
That is a funny thing there, Justin.
I also found this other article. I'd saved it like a bunch of things in my bookmarks here. 2/3 of millennials sleep nude.
Okay.
I don't know where these numbers are coming from.
Fun fact?
That is a fun fact.
I don't know, man. That seems to me like maybe they asked like 3 people and 2 of them are like, yeah, I do. I do sometimes. And they're like, all right, mark it down. Doesn't seem right.
Do you guys sleep naked?
No.
No.
At most, like in the summertime, maybe just shorts. Like
I sleep with just shorts, yeah. Underwear and shorts.
I can't, yeah, me too.
Underwear and shorts?
Yeah.
No. So if you have to jump out of the bed, you're just like, whoa, what's up?
Oh, no, I wear like underwear shorts. Like
underwear shorts.
Underwears that are shorts. Oh. That's it. That's enough for me.
Yeah, I just wear like my normal underwear and then like mesh shorts.
Gotcha. But right now, like it's getting a little bit chilly. I got some pants on, so...
Baroque doesn't wear anything, I could tell.
No, I actually wear like, you know, you wear pajama pants or pajama shorts and stuff. I'm like, so, you know, if something were to happen, I could be up and out the house like right then and there. And that part of that does stem from the fact that like the last apartment complex we lived in before this one had one of those fire alarm systems that was linked throughout the whole thing. And one of them went off at like 2 in the morning. And, you know... I don't think I've ever like ran out of house so fast, but I mean, I was holding my daughter under her blanket. I mean, and then we just had to all sit there on the lawn waiting for them to come by and say it was okay to go back to our apartments because we have no idea where they went off.
And thank goodness you had your pajama pants on.
Yeah.
I wear pajama pants when it gets colder out. I do like a good pajama pant.
I can't wear anything. I can't wear a shirt or long pants. I can't wear anything that like will like ride up on me or.
I didn't used to wear a shirt, and I wear a shirt now, but I don't.
I wear a shirt.
Yeah, I wear a shirt and shorts to bed.
I'm shirtless.
Yeah.
And in the summer, I have to because I sweat like a fucking pig.
I need something to soak it up.
I need some absorption. Yeah.
But I do like to wear pajamas. I'm looking forward to it getting colder. I mean, it was a little chilly out today. That was kind of nice. Wasn't enough chill. My wife is getting up to like 80 again this week. I'm like, fuck, come on, man.
My wife is doing the, it's almost time we can open the window up at night and let it just cool down the room. And I'm like, but one of our neighbors has a dog that just will not shut up.
Oh, we've had the window open for a while. Actually, last night was really good. I love it when in the car when you have the windows down and the heat just a little bit. I was kind of doing that in my house last night. It was a total waste of everything. I had the screen door open just like 4 or 5 inches, and the fireplace. We turned on the fireplace yesterday, so we were watching this. We were watching Netflix, whatever, just chilling, and the dog is in front of the fire, and we have this nice cool breeze coming in on us, and it was really nice.
Yeah,
I love this time of year.
Yeah, it's a great time. It's
cool breeze. What's that?
It's still too warm up here. Or down here, I should say, compared to you. It's still too warm.
It's a little warmer down here.
Humid, I should say.
A lot of the evenings lately have been here as well, so that's why last night was such a nice, like, this is it. It feels, and it was really cool how it was the first day of fall, so.
Yeah. It was nice Thursday night when we went, I was in D.C. this week, and we went to Topgolf on Thursday night. It was nice and cool. It was like the perfect night that night. It was awesome.
Any night at Topgolf is a perfect night. What are you talking about?
I wish they had Topgolf around here.
The fall was always my favorite time to play golf.
I do have a Topgolf around here. I love going to it. My daughter loves going to it. My wife is kind of just okay with it, but she'll go. But me and my daughter loves going. Like, she doesn't do very well.
Look it up, see if we have any.
She'll go. Like, Topgolf
originated in Texas, Kev.
That might be. I don't know. But last time we went, it was during the summer, and it was the end of their summer program. Mm-hmm. So they had these really nice athletic shirts, and they're like, "Oh, would she like one?" And my daughter's like, "Yeah." So she still wears that shirt now, but just free T-shirt.
We had the best
10 miles away.
Oh, dude, you gotta go, Kev. It's awesome. We had the best dinner too. We had my boss picked out because it was like a buffet type of thing, and we had I guess like 3 bays.
Okay.
And he picked out back.
I had 4 Topgolfs.
Yeah. We had macaroni and cheese, beans, brisket, barbecue brisket. Oh my gosh. It was so fucking good. And then fried chicken breasts. Dude, the fried chicken breasts were as big as my fucking head. They were gigantic. But they almost tasted like a fried pickle. Like the breading was like a fried pickle breading, like a cornmeal.
The cornmeal one?
Oh my god, dude, it was so good. And then they bring out these donut holes and then syringes, and you inject your filling of choice into the donut hole. It's like warm.
Wow.
Oh god, it's so good. It's a donut hole covered in sugar, and then they either have like the Boston cream type filling.
Oh yeah.
Chocolate, raspberry.
How many strawberry. People are like just double fist in the fillings right God. Into their mouth. Dude,
I was filling my mouth with balls. It was.
Oh yes.
Speaking of which, about how hungry I could be, Elmer Fudd
for balls.
Elmer Fudd sent me this clip the other day.
Is it him singing again?
No, it's not.
Oh,
here he is. Hold on. Can I eat someone's ass? It's very short. Hold on. Can I eat someone's ass? That took some work, Elmer.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Hey, everyone is eating everyone's ass. Just saying.
Here's the new top thing to do.
It is.
Just eat ass.
You know what? If you see baby wipes, green light.
What it if means it's a clean ass.
And what if there's not?
Then fuck it, right? I'm only here once. I couldn't even imagine. Like, what the fuck are you doing back there? Anyway, a little housekeeping. Hey, go to dadsalespodcast.com. You can find all the things there.
You can.
Yeah, everything.
Discord, gamer subs.
Gamer subs.
Mm-hmm. Delicious gamer subs.
I had a new flavor.
Oh, you did?
I don't know if you guys have gotten the... I know they were a little delayed on the shipments. I don't think we got one last week, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
So this week, they sent me kind of... I guess it was kind of like Halloween themed, I guess.
Okay.
It was Count Chocula and chicken nuggets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Cool.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. It wasn't that good.
No?
To be honest with you, no.
No.
The Count Chocula with the marshmallows didn't really mesh well with the nuggets.
I had one too this week, and this was delicious. Tzatziki stuffed mushrooms. It was really different.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tzatziki
stuffed mushrooms.
Slightly more high end.
Yeah, it's nice.
Stuffed.
It's artisanal.
Artisanal.
What about you, Baruch?
Yeah, I just had, you know, real basic flavor. It was cornflake catfish.
Cornflake catfish?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Mmm, southern.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Mine was a little out there. It was a Parmesan garlic chocolate chip cookie.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's got that salt and sweet.
It's a lot of flavors.
It is a lot. Well, you know, the notes, the flavor notes, you know, you're building a profile, you know.
Mm.
Followed by my other flavor, who gives a shit? Hey, you want to do Song of the Week?
Gamer Who? Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, by the way, we have another clan.
We do?
We have a Dad Tales Podcast clan, and if you want to join it, just look us up. It's the one. It's what is it?
1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3. Yeah, there you go. So go check it out. Join up.
Well, yeah. Or for, you know, if you really can't find 1, 2, and 3, it's, you know, Dad Tales Podcast I, or Dad Tales Podcast II, or Dad Tales Podcast II.
Yeah, but join up.
We were getting fancy.
Just know that we don't suffer assholes. So I'm not fucking dealing with any bullshit anymore, you know.
Nope. I got an itchy ban finger.
That's it. You know,
I'll ban anyone.
The people that
I told you guys, I'm going to ban myself. Yeah. I'm ready to ban all the time.
Well, I'm just saying, the people that join this clan, the people that legitimately want to join, not just our clan, but a clan, they join a clan that best speaks to them. You know, that has the same kind of interest and values that they do. Maybe not so much value. Well, you know, whatever. But, like, they want to be with like-minded people. And so I'm sure there's an asshole clan out there if you want to join that one and you're an asshole. But ours isn't that clan. Our clan is about people that support each other. People that are trying to get away from their everyday shit. You know, to come play with people who want to have fun, who aren't gonna pressure anybody, who, you know,
just aren't dicks.
Yeah, you're just not gonna be a fucking cock. So there. And if you are gonna be one, you know,
go somewhere else.
Then you're not gonna be in our fucking clan. It's as simple as that.
Bitch.
Anyway, you want to do a song of the week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yep.
Locked and loaded.
Rock out with my cock out. All right, let's see. Let me open up the old website.
The theme this week, right?
No. Anything you want.
Sweet.
Anything you want, you got it.
Anything you need,
you got it, baby.
Anything Stu wants, you got it.
Anything Stu wants, Stu got it.
You got it.
Anything Stu needs.
Sidebar, we watched Solo today, A Star Wars Story.
How'd you like it?
I liked it.
Okay. I liked it. I mean,
I started it.
I
stopped.
Yeah. It covered a few things that, you know, you've always wondered, and it actually took from a few different books that are no longer canon, but, you know, made them part of the movie universe.
Is it the best fucking Star Wars thing I've ever seen? No. But was it good? Was it entertaining? Yes. Yes, it was.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We watched my oldest daughter. It's kind of nice. She's getting into, like, more... like more actual movies rather than cartoon movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
We watched Night at the Museum, and she really liked it.
Oh, that's great.
It's a good one. See, I finally sat down and finished watching Jack Ryan on Amazon.
Mm, good show.
That is a great one.
Yeah, that was good.
I heard that was pretty good.
You should watch it. You would like it.
It's good.
We started this new show on Hulu called The First. I think it's only two episodes in, but it's pretty good so far. It's got Sean Penn.
Yeah.
It's the it's about a first mission, like human mission to Mars.
Okay. Yeah. I can get down with that.
Well, that's pretty cool. We've been watching. We haven't been binge watching anything, but the Mayans on FX. Oh my gosh, it's so fucking good.
Oh yeah, I want to watch that.
It's so, really, really fucking good.
My wife and I watched the first two, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure about it.
Not sure how to feel about it, huh?
Not. We're not sold yet. What's really kind of holding us up is the actors aren't that great, aren't as good as Sons.
Okay.
I think Sons had better actors in it, but I don't know. Yeah, I think we'll watch the third one, and if we like it, we'll keep watching it. If not, I think we're done with it.
I like it. But there's
a
good.
I watched Django Unchained last week.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was really good.
Everybody's really good in that.
One of my favorite actors.
Make you a little uncomfortable.
Oh, you know,
there's
sure.
There's an abundant use of the N-bomb by white people, and it's like, all right, okay, like I get the point here, but you know, it's a period piece as much as anything else. Like, it's meant to be uncomfortable for a reason. So,
Christoph Waltz is in there, right?
Sorry?
Who? Christoph Waltz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's in
it. Oh, yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's really good in it.
Yeah, he's good. He's in Downsizing, too, isn't he?
I haven't seen that yet. I want to see that. That reminds me.
It's not the worst movie I've seen.
It's a movie.
Yes, it's a movie.
There's a bunch of things coming out I want to see, like just things that I'm excited for. None of them, like the usual shows that would be starting soon, like Game of Thrones. That's not coming until next year. Stranger Things. What?
This Is Us Tuesday.
This Is Us comes back. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, guys. This Is Us.
Yeah, get my man tears on.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, for sure.
Who gives a shit?
I'm gonna give the new Magnum PI a shot. They have been running, CBS has been running those commercials like non-fucking stop. And at first I was like, you know what? Fuck that. There's only one Magnum and it's Tom Selleck. And now I'm like, okay, I'll give Jay Hernandez a shot. It actually looks pretty good. I like
it. What kind of car does he drive?
Ferrari.
Which one?
Like the one, like the, what, the 328 GT?
Like the old one?
Yeah.
I think it's a 308, isn't it?
308, yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I don't really know all the Ferraris. He drives that one, and then he drives, like, a newer one. So I don't know if there's a car crash or something that happens. But it looks like the first episode is exactly the first episode of Magnum, the original one.
That's funny.
Which is an amazing episode. What else? There's this other show on FX I want to watch. It's called Mr. In Between. And they've been playing it during the Mayans and the commercials. And so basically I think it takes place in Australia, and it's this guy, and I think he's got anger issues, right? But it's the sort of thing where, like, he's with his daughter and his wife and, you know, somebody, like, pulls out in front of him and gives him the finger, and then, you know, he drops the wife and the daughter off, and then he follows the fucking guy and beats the shit out of him, you know? It's like that kind of thing. But he's, like, you know, a ne'er-do-well kind of, I don't know. It looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, let's see. Goldberg's comes back this week, and I'm looking forward to that.
I just saw that Freddy Krueger or Robert Englund is going to be Freddy Krueger in an episode of the Goldbergs this year.
Yeah, for the Halloween. Yep. Yeah,
that's going to be
They also have that new show Manifest. That looks interesting. It's either going to be really good or just be like,
yeah. It looks like one, and it's funny. Like, I'm starting to predict these shows that, or not predict them, but recognize the shows, like, okay, this will probably be up for 3 episodes and then that'll be that.
Yeah,
the only thing that's coming on TV in the next little while that I'm looking forward to is hockey.
NHL hockey.
Man, like, anything after that, I'm like, I don't even care.
Yeah,
so
it's, my wife always gives me shit now because I barely watch any TV with her because either I'm doing work or wanting to come downstairs.
I've been trying so hard to try to get into football. I can't make it past like 2 quarters. I'm done.
They're only 15 minutes long each, Boost.
It's not hockey.
Hey, yesterday we had 2 good games of hockey. Now, we lost by a point on both games, right? But we played the same team both times. So we had a 8:45 game at our rink, and I had to work the scoreboard. So I had to do the time clock, I had to do penalties and put the scores in, and I was really fucking stressed out up until the point of actually kind of doing it, cuz I was like, "Oh god, I've done it once before." And I got yelled at because I didn't start the clock. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to do it. But it's funny, like, somebody did it last week's game, and I noticed it. They didn't start it right away. And then, of course, like, it was, like, third period. There was, like, 5 minutes left, and I'm watching the play. And you have, like, you know, you have the console where you put all the information in, and it's easy enough to work, right? And then you have this like handheld little box, and it has a button for the horn, and it has an on and off switch to just start and stop the clock. Right.
All right.
And so at the end of the period, it automatically blows the horn, and then you stop the clock, and then you reset it and they do 13 minute periods. But I'm standing there and I'm watching the play and I'm holding the thing, you know, because every time the ref blows the whistle, boom, stop the clock. And I'm standing there, I'm holding it, and I just keep hearing, start the clock! And it's Dylan's coach yelling at me through, like, 2 panes of glass, through, like, the penalty box on our side. I was like, oh, shit! And then my buddy Kurt, who's in there with me, is like, it's okay, you want to give them an extra 30 seconds to score? But actually, they're pretty evenly matched with us. And we play this club quite a bit throughout the season. And it's always, like, back and forth. Like, they'll win, we'll win. We're just a very evenly matched kind of club. And they run a very good one, too. And so it was just back and forth. You know, like, they get one. But we lost both. It was 3-4 both games. But they were all really good games. And by the second game we had that day, which was technically the kids' third game, they were starting to come together as a team. You know what I mean? So we should have won that last one. I think there was a couple goals that were kind of cheesy, or at least one goal that was like, oh fuck. You know what I mean? And
come on, goalie.
Yeah. But the goal, I mean, dude, these kids are really good. Some of these fucking goals they're stopping are like awesome. I'm like, holy shit. You know? But it was good.
Speaking of goalies, Lundqvist looked a little rusty there tonight. Let up 5 goals in the first period.
Oh boy.
Well, he's I think he's turning, what's he turning, like 54 this year, something like that?
I think he's 37.
Yeah, he was around when the Leafs won a cup. So
it's funny, like 37, you're like washed up.
Oh no, well, he's not washed up. He's still amazing, but he's old. He's lost a step.
He's aged.
Well, yeah. That's what's considered old. That's what I mean.
You know who is amazing? The Leafs. They're 4-0. They've been looking really, really good, really sharp.
Stars are 3-1.
Yeah, well,
looking good too.
You can buy tickets to go see the Dallas Stars for less than it costs to park in downtown Toronto.
This is awesome.
Actually, that's less than half what it costs to park downtown here.
It cost me $15 to get into New York City.
That's incredible. Just nuts.
Yeah, Flyers are what, 3-1?
That's preseason though, so yeah. You know, who gives a shit about this stuff? Yeah, it's nice. You know, it's nice that it's back.
What clubs are using actual pros and what are using college kids, you know, so.
Anyway, let's do the song. We got kind of caught up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sports ball. Woo.
It's a puck. Broke, okay?
I'll go first.
I don't give a damn.
I'm going to go first, if I may.
You may. I'll allow it.
Thank you. I'm going to go Ahead by a Century.
Nice.
Tragically Hip.
Nice. I almost picked that on our 100th episode.
I love that.
Because of Century.
I love that song. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It's a great song. It was like nice and chilly out the other night. I had to go pick my daughter up from dance, and I just, Spotify has a This Is, you know, what was it? This Is the Tragically Hip kind of like playlist. And
yep.
That was like the first song on there. It's like windows down, nice and chilly, nice.
Beautiful song, isn't
nice
it?
Nice music to listen to. Yeah, good stuff.
Good choice. Right. I guess I'll go next.
Okay.
Shoot. You guys don't mind?
I don't.
So last week when we were on AMP, we were talking about Big Lebowski.
Yes.
And how amazing the soundtrack is. And I was listening to the soundtrack and it was kind of bouncing around. And this one's not on the soundtrack, but the artist is. And it's Booker T and the MGs. Green Onions. I want to put that on there.
Okay.
You can't not feel cool listening to this song.
Green Onions. Oh, shit. I don't know how to spell green. Okay. Oh, whoops. I added it to my queue. Okay. All right. I'm good. Got it.
All right. I'm going to go with one of my favorite bands.
Okay.
Walk the Moon. The song is Come Under the Covers.
Is that C-U-M?
That's, yes.
Okay. All right. What do you got, Baroque?
We're just going to go with, I think I'm going to go with Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
Got it. That's a good one. Doom, 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 doom.
I remember that was in one of the lists of cover songs I was looking at when we did that a couple weeks back.
It's a fantastic one, and the reason why they have that, they played that as a cover song.
Why?
Because the bassist knew that actually how to play the bass line, and they just thought it was cool. So they we can do that.
Yeah. We're almost at 300 songs, guys. 288. Good shit. Before we go, I want to do one more thing. So I have a bunch of gamer tags here that people have sent me, and I'm sorry if I don't get to all of them here. I got to keep better track of them, but I'm just kind of like going through notifications and stuff like that. So our buddy, Jason Boyd writes, he has one here. It is Suck It, Trebek. Here's one. Arisen Phoenix.
What is your mother's a whore, Trebek? I loved those sketches on SNL.
Yeah, Arisen Phoenix has a bunch of them.
For 3,000. Is it Dolly Parton?
This one makes me laugh. Gooch Bruiser 77.
Ooh, the Gooch Bruiser. it's rough. You get a bruise on the gooch.
Turd Ferguson 513.
Turd Ferguson should be playing with stuff at Trebek or whatever that guy.
It's like, well, but the way 513, that makes it almost sound like it's like some kind of like biblical verse. In Turd Ferguson 513, it says, "Suck it, Trebek."
And then I believe this one is from maybe Battlefield. Looks like a Battlefield. Chew and Screw Me.
Mm.
Yeah. It's very, okay. That is something. Let me see if I have any others here. Scroll through these conversations. Yeah, and he has Smokey McPot 98.
It's the wrong number on the end.
It is a solar warlock.
I mean, how are you not going to be Smokey McPot 420?
And what I want to know is how he's not Smokey McPot face. You know, it's like
Potty McSmoke face. Yeah, I don't know. You can a lot of ways to play on that one.
Juggalos D to close out the evening.
Juggalos D. Nice.
Good one. Good one. All right. Thanks, everybody. Keep those tags coming, everybody. Yeah. I guess that's going to wrap it up for us for tonight. Good show. I missed like 10 minutes of it, so I'm interested to see hear what you guys talked about.
Not much.
Nope.
Or go. Where'd Justin go?
Yeah, whiny dog, apparently. Yeah. Sorry, I'm low energy tonight, guys. I can't beat this cold. I think I have a sinus infection now. But it makes for a sexy voice, I think. Maybe not. All right.
Ooh, yeah.
Brooke, where can people find you at, dude?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Can people find you in Iron Banner when we're done doing this podcast?
Possibly.
Okay. Boost.
You can find me waiting for Black Ops 4 at Boost KDV.
Does that come out this week or next week?
October 12th.
Okay.
2 weeks.
All right.
Thanksgiving.
Stu. Oh, dude, you can finally... I know you've been waiting all year long to have that McPluffin.
McPluffin? Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Every year, it's
McPluffin. McPluffin, that's what it is.
McPluffin. It's a tradition since whenever, 2 years ago. At Stugazzo, STU_GATZZO.
All right, don't forget the underscore people.
And don't forget the Iron Banner either.
Don't forget the Iron Banner. Hope you like this evening.
Guilty as charged with the story.
That we are. You can find us at Dad's Tales on Twitter. You can find me at JC Jesse, and that's going to do it for us for this week. Hey, be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
Because I love that peatiness.